Hello? Hey, excuse me. Over here. Hey, you stupid little. Hey, over here. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. Don't ignore me. Put down whatever you're working on and come here. Finally! Okay, first of all, I don't want to seem like a jerk or anything, but I want you to know that your entire department looks like a total mess. It looks like a hurricane blew through it. Everything is in the wrong places. The sizes are all jumbled up. Oh, you set up this department? Okay, well, that is pretty sad, honestly. So, did you just not care or what? I mean, look at this. This XL dress was on a 2XL hanger. Seriously, how do you manage to fumble that up? Like, do you just see the XL and go, yeah, well, that's it right there? I'm just gonna give you the benefit of the doubt and say maybe some kid ran through it or something. But seriously, you need to straighten up and do your job right. This department should look perfect every moment, okay? I don't care how many people shop through it. I mean, if this was my department, I would be embarrassed. Oh, and second of all, I was waiting up at your counter for 10 minutes before you came over to help me. I had that girl from the home decor department take me here. Which, by the way, she had such a fucking attitude. She seriously needs to get kicked out of here. I can't stand little punks like her. I stood for 5 whole minutes waiting for you to come over. I rang the bell on the counter like twice. So, like, what? Are you just deaf or just lazy? Oh, you were helping someone else. So, you didn't think to just tell them to hold on and come and help me so I knew you were here? I should not be kept waiting just because you can't be bothered to run your whole department. What was that? Did you just say your co-worker called in? Oh, well, boo-hoo. Back when I worked, I could run this whole store by myself. You kids are so fucking whiny these days. You just get out of school and think you deserve to get everything just handed to you, right? Oh, no. We're not done yet. Thirdly, where are all your 2XL size clothes? I've been looking for the last 20 minutes to find clothes in my size, and all I found were these yoga pants. Do you seriously just not carry this stuff? Well, can you check the back? Oh, you don't have a back, huh? Everything you have is out on the shelf. Or are you just too lazy and too good to go back there and look for me? You know what? That's strike three, kid. When I get out of here, I'm gonna make sure this store and you, by name, have the worst review online. I'm going to do that survey on the receipt and tell them how absolutely horrible you and that girl's service was. Not before I talk to your manager, of course. I'm going to make sure you are fired. But before that, give me a key to the fitting rooms. I may as well make sure this actually fits before I buy it. By the way, the prices on these clothes? Out fucking rageous. Thank you. Ugh, stupid fucking millennial, thinking they don't have to do anything. Oh, I don't have to work at all. I can sit around and play on my phone all day. Honestly, if they aren't willing to fucking work, then they should. Oh, what the hell? These stupid things really don't fit. What kind of sizes does this store carry? Hey, are you out there? Ugh. Get in here and help me get these on. Am I sure? What the fuck is your problem? Of course I'm fucking sure. Can't be bothered to get the proper sizes on the rack, and now you're asking me if I'm sure if I want help. Ugh! Finally! Help me get these things on. What on earth are you staring at back there? I said help me pull these stupid pants on over my ass. What? Do you want me to say the magic words like you're back in kindergarten or something? Just grab my hips and pull me back, and I'll pull up the pants while you do. Yes, I'm serious. What is with all the damn questions? Are you fucking new or what? When a customer asks you to do something, you fucking do it. Honestly, why are all millennials so fucking worthless? All right. Oh gosh, you have quite a grip there. No, I didn't say anything. Just pull back as hard as you can. You stupid. Oh my god, that feels like. Is that your dick bulging through your pants? Oh god, that feels huge! It's rock fucking solid! And these pants are so tight on my ass, I can feel fucking everything through them. I could feel your cock pressing into my ass. Holy shit, you're throbbing! You're throbbing harder from me! Something about me is getting you this turned on. Why? What on earth is getting you this turned on? My arse? You think my arse looks amazing? Wow. Oh my god. I've never heard that before. Well, I have been doing a lot of yoga lately. I just never imagined anyone would finally notice. But wait. No, this is wrong. I shouldn't be getting this turned on by being ogled like some model or something. Especially by some horny young man like you. But, oh fuck me, that cock feels so great. Fine. Listen, if you just pound my pussy for a bit, until I come, I won't give you that bad review. Do we have a deal? Yes? Oh, thank fuck. Paying attention when sex is on the line, but when you should be doing your job, you don't. Oh God, just taking charge like that. Oh fuck, that was good. Huh? No, I'm not enjoying this. Shut up, stupid. Oh fuck. Spanking my ass like that, you'll turn it red! I can't even think anymore. All I want to do is press myself back on that dick. Feeling it rub between my cheeks back there. How it just throbs. Gosh, all this just from me. I've never been so complimented before. Yeah, I'll just pull these off. Oh god, I sucked right through them. My pussy's so fucking wet. Oh god, you really do just take control when you want it, don't you? Yeah, rub my ass, baby. Rub it just like that. You may be an okay retail employee, but you'd be a fucking great sex toy, you know? I'm sorry. Just come on, fuck me, please. Please. Hey, come on. I said fuck me. Not yet? What do you mean, not yet? You want me to apologize? Oh, come on. Don't make me do that. That's... Oh, God, fucking fine. I'm sorry for being so rude to you. I know you're just doing your best. I've just been so frustrated because... But because no one gives me any attention anymore. Not like this. No one ever helps me feel gorgeous and sexy anymore. I promise, I'll give you a 5-star review. I'll tell your manager what a good job you did. Just please be a good boy and fuck my pussy hard. Fuck, so deep already. God, you couldn't wait to plunge into me, could you? Fuck me, please. Just like that. God damn it, yes. I can feel you so deep in me. God, the cock is amazing. I've never had anything this big and perfect before. With how tight you're gripping my ass, squeezing it so tightly. Wait, what are you doing? Squeezing my tits too? Oh, fuck, I've never been fucked so well before. Yeah, squeeze them tightly. Play with them, honey. Oh God, I'm calling you honey now. Oh fuck, fuck, fuck. Huh? What are you doing? No, no, no. Please, keep fucking me. Please keep. Oh God, you're going in my ass. Oh fuck. You couldn't help yourself seeing that fat ass of mine. Oh, you just had to start fucking me in there too. Oh God, this is more than I can ask for. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Hold on. Let me play with my clit. Please just let me finger myself while you go so deep. Oh, I have to come. I have to come after all this. Oh, seeing myself in the fitting room mirror, fucked in the ass by a cutie like you. Yes, I think you're cute. Oh, fuck. I always thought you were cute, but I never imagined I'd get to be pounded like this by you. Come on, baby. Come in me. Come in me. Oh, come in my big fat ass. Yes, yes, I don't mind. You could come in me. You can spank my ass, you can squeeze my boobs, do anything you want to me. Oh, just please help me come, please, please, please. Oh God, I can't believe I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come from you pounding my ass. Oh God, here it is, here I come. Yes, yes, yes. Oh fuck. goodness. That was just crazy. I haven't come so hard. I don't think ever. My thoughts are so hazy and free. Oh, sweetheart. Don't get up. Don't get up. Just take it easy. You look utterly exhausted after working so hard, honey. Here, let me hold you close. Yeah, there you go. There you go. I sure hope no one heard all of that. It got pretty loud. Oh gosh, I think I ruined those pants too. Well, I guess that was my bad. At least they fit. With a little bit of help, anyway. Oh, that feels so much better. Thanks for giving me some special customer service. You really went above and beyond to make my shopping today really nice. I think I'll tell your manager what a great worker he has. Oh, and here's my phone number. Maybe sometime you can come over and service me again. I'm not usually so frustrated. Maybe having a cutie come over and letting a nice, mature woman take care of them would help me calm down more? Huh? I think you like that, huh? Besides, it would be a waste to not take you home and cuddle a bit. We can grab lunch. You can come help me try some more clothes. Maybe let me take charge next time too. Oh, shoot. You better get back to work, huh? I'll get dressed and take these pants to the front to check out. Oh, and tell your coworker I'm sorry for saying she has an attitude too, please. Thank you. So much for your hard work.